Okay, this is about the Holy War Tract. It's about street ministry, reaching out to the demoniacs on the street. It's about ministering to the lost. So, I'm going to try and cover an awful lot of ground. I don't know if I'll remember everything, but I'll give it a shot. Okay. To start with, the Holy War Tract is for people that want help. As a matter of fact, the only people we can help are the people that want help, that are willing to receive help. Them that are poor in spirit, to them belongs the kingdom of God. Being poor in spirit, that means you know you're in need. And those are the people that want help. They want something. They want the kingdom. Most people don't want the kingdom, which includes the lordship of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Most people don't want a lord. They don't want a lord. They like being their own lord, or else they have another spirit that is their lord. So some people have had their conscience seared as with a hot iron. Some people God has handed over to abominable sins in Romans 1. Some people God has given a strong delusion that they might believe the lie. That's in the Thessalonians. The demons are part of God's righteous judgments. The demons are the torturers that the unforgiving servant gets because God gave them over to the torturers until they pay the very last mite. So this righteous judgment of God, the demons, are a righteous judgment of God. It's an open-ended judgment. That means that there can be an end to this if they pay the very last mite. How do we, with a broken and contrite heart. And so the only way you can pay God because of sacrifice to God is a broken, contrite heart. So the only thing that you can offer God is humility, broken, contrite heart. So the people that have a seared conscience, doesn't matter what scriptures you give to them, or how much you yell at them, or preach at them, or beg them, or cry in front of their face, or fall on your face, or cry day and night, it doesn't change a thing. If they have a seared conscience, they do not have a broken and contrite heart. A double-minded man is a man who has two minds, and usually the other mind is the mind of a demon. So he has the mind of a man that believes in Jesus and believes Jesus is going to save him, and then he has the mind of a demon that serves abominable sins. So the only people that we can help are the people that need help and the people that have a broken and contrite heart about their condition. Or the people who are still receiving the conviction of the Holy Spirit when we give them the Word of God. If they are not pierced in their heart or pricked in their heart, if you do not see the Spirit of God convicting them, if you do not feel the Spirit of God convicting them, then there's no hope for that person. at all. At least not from us. If you can't bring the conviction in by the Word of God, if the Holy Spirit won't bear witness and convict, then you can't help that person. Maybe somebody else can. God only knows. But the only way that we can reach anybody is through the power of the Holy Spirit of God convicting them of their sins. And without the Lord, we can do nothing. He says, without me, you can do nothing. And so that's really the whole deal. We got to have the Spirit of God convicting people of their sins to where they want help, or else you can't help them. So, praise the Lord, you know, God is righteous, and He is the Lord, and our job is to be about our Father's business, and sometimes he's already handed them over. Sometimes he's given them a strong delusion. Sometimes he will not grant them repentance. That's a gift of God. So we can pray God, pray the Lord, that he would grant repentance. But our heart has to be his heart. We have to be one with the Lord. And there's things that he does that are very much higher than our understanding. And we need to try and get up to speed on what he does. And the way he does business. And what page he is on with each individual. That we are given the opportunity to minister to in order to be able to minister to them the way he wants us to. So, pray a lot, like all the time, fast, so you can get really close with the Lord. And then we can represent him and speak on his behalf. In Jesus' name.